recorders are on.
We're gonna go ahead and call the order, the Liberty County School Board meeting, regular meeting. Mr. Hayes is gonna open us up in prayer, and Mr. Hoover's gonna lead us in the pledge.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just give you thanks this afternoon to come together and do our school business. Each and every one of us, we get our families. Be with us as we go through this meeting. Pray we have open mind, open heart, Father, be with us and guide us, take care of us. We ask these things in faith's name. Amen.
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 I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we have any recognitions or any presentations for today?
No, ma'am, not at this meeting. We've got some good ones planned for October.
Do we have anybody from the public that would like to address the board or come up and speak before we move on to our agenda items? After this time, we will not have public comments, so this is your time. Okay, we'll go ahead and move forward. Additions and corrections to the agenda, we are going to see about adding FC1 through FC6 to the agenda. The board approved having these items on the September 13th, 2016 agenda on July 25th, 2016 at the public budget hearing. The next one is to add emergency items E1 through E4.
11. There's 11 items.
E1 through E11. And then PA2, fill in the name and date. Do I have a motion to add the additions and corrections to the agenda? Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Approval of minutes. Approve the minutes for the August 9th, 2016 regular board meeting. Do I have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Approve the minutes for the August 12, 2016 emergency workshop and board meeting. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 7, finance consent items. FC number 1, approve setting the final required local effort millage rate at 4.484. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Do I have any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. FC number 2, approve setting the final discretionary operating millage rate at 0.748. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. FC number 3, approve setting the final discretionary local capital improvement millage rate at 1.50. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Do I have any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. FC number 3, approve the resolution 16-03 ESE524, includes all millage rates. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. FC number 4, approve the resolution 16-04 to adopt the final budget. Do I have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Sheila, say that again, what you just said.
That's what we did Friday.
Yeah, that's what we did. FC5, we approved the annual financial report last Friday morning.
Okay.
Okay. Do I have a motion to delete item number FC5 from the agenda?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second. Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving on, FC number 6, approve the internal audit by Carr, Riggs, and Ingram for the 2015-16 fiscal year. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Reddick. Any discussion?
I didn't ever see it.
I believe it was emailed out, wasn't it? I looked at it through email.
It was the internal accounts.
Do we have any discussion?
I just got it. I'll have to read through that.
Sure.
Usually get a hard copy of that.
Yes, they haven't sent the hard copy. They said it was sent by email.
Right.
We can
go ahead if there's a problem, come back and readdress it.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. FC number 7, principal's report for August 2016. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. FC number 8, financial statements for August 2016. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. FC number 9, bills and payroll for August 2016. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. FC number 10, budget amendments for 2016 are 110-08, 210-01, 340-01, 360-01, 370-01, 390-01, 410-04, 420-07, and 434-01. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Kiefer. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 8, finance action items. FA number 1, approve the dual enrollment articulation agreement between Chipola College and the Liberty County School Board for the 2016-17 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. FA number 2, approve the agreement for contracted services between the Liberty County School Board and Caroline Mendoza for written and oral translation services for the 2016-17 school year, not to exceed 5 hours per week, up to a total of 25 hours at $15 per hour for a total cost of the contract, $375. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Kiefer. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Reddick. Any discussion?
You know, I've talked to several of y'all about that. We've just got an influx of non-English speaking students at Toler that we're trying to fulfill our legal obligation for translators.
All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. FA number 3, approve the agreement for contracted services between the Liberty County School Board and Zachary Kern for written and oral translation services for the 2016-17 school year, not to exceed 5 hours per week, up to a total of 25 hours at $15 per hour for a total cost of the contract, which is $375. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Kiefer. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? I'm sorry. By Mr. Reddick. Thank you. Second by Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. FA number 4, approve the agreement for contracted services between the Liberty County School Board and Torin Guthrie for written and oral translation services for the 2016-17 school year, not to exceed 5 hours per week, up to a total of 25 hours at $15 per hour for a total cost of the contract, $375. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. FA number five, approve the multi-agency service network for students with emotional behavioral disabilities, said net grant, for the 2016-17 school year. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. FA number six, approve the cooperative agreement between Liberty County School Board and the Florida Department of Health for registered nurse services through the Florida Department of Health, Liberty, for the 2016-17 school year. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Kiever. Do I have a second?
Sure.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. FA number seven, approve the contract between the Liberty County Arts Council and the Liberty County School Board for the 2016-17 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Kiever. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. FA number eight, approve the contract between the Liberty County Sheriff's Department and Liberty County School Board for the 2016-17 school year. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Reddick. Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. FA number nine, approve the Panhandle Area Education Consortium Master In-Service Plan, effective September 13, 2016. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Number nine, personnel consent items. PC number one, approve FMLA medical leave for Jennifer Hudgens for 6 weeks, beginning August 31st, 2016, through October 14th, 2016. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Kiever. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. PC number two, approve maternity leave of absence without pay for Michelle King for 6 weeks, beginning August 31st, 2016, through October 14th, 2016. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Second by Mr. Kiever. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. PC 3 and 4 are deleted. Moving down to personnel action items. PA number 1, approve accepting the resignation letter from Taisha Austin from W.R. Toller Middle School volleyball coach, effective August 4, 2016. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. PA number two, approve the recommendation to hire Chastity Pullum as a 21st Century Health Aide for the 2016-17 school year, effective September 14, 2016. Do I have a motion?
Aye.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Second by Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. PA number three, approve the recommendation to hire Andy Shelton as assistant football coach at Liberty County High School for the 2016-17 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Kiever. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. PA number four, approve the recommendation to hire Taisha Austin as assistant volleyball coach at Liberty County High School for the 2016-17 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Kiever. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. PA number five, approve the recommendation to hire John Wright as W.R. Toller Middle School volleyball coach, effective August 19, 2016, for the 2016-17 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. PA number six, approve the recommendation to hire Sheila Webb as bus monitor for the 2016-17 school year, effective August 17, 2016. Do I have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Kiever. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. PA number seven, approve the recommendation to hire Linda Collins for the pre-K bus driver supplement for the 2016-17 school year, effective September 6, 2016. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes, I'm sorry, Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 10, instruction curriculum item, action items. IA number 1, approve the out-of-field, non-highly qualified teacher assignments for the 2016-17 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Do we have any discussion?
Real quick, yeah, you might want to mention the ESOL, the area that we're having to... And what we do to help along the way, we pay for their costs, but it takes a while for them. Unless they take the test up front, it takes a while to go through the courses. But we're working on it like any other school district. ESOL is a thing we have to wrestle with every year. Because 1 year you may not have any kids in your class, you don't need it. Next year there's a kid shows up, it's in your class, and pops us into that.
The first one, that's when the clause stops.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Didn't we get some of that money a couple years ago? Did we take that?
We did not.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Yeah.
Do we have any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. IA number 2, approve the Title I Part D grant for the 2016-17 school year. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. IA number 3, approve the Carl D. Perkins Secondary Grant for the 2016-17 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Peter. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. IA number 4, approve the Carl D. Perkins Rural and Sparsely Populated Grant for the 2016-17 school year. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. IA number 5, approve the Liberty County School District Assessment Calendar for the 2016-17 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Any discussion?
Yeah, I think we do too much testing, but state of Florida don't agree with that, apparently.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 11, operations facilities consent items. OC number 1, approve Apalachicola Forest Youth Camp to use Liberty County school buses for the purpose of evacuation. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do we have a second? Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? I don't know that they want anything.
That's only two buses.
Yeah. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Do we have any operations facilities action items?
Give you an update on the roofing fix. Ready to put the tin on the field house. And they're still working on it, so it's coming on pretty good.
Also, we got a couple of new vehicle.
Yeah,
we haven't talked about.
We do have a new van come in today, and they used it this afternoon on the route. So,
pretty
nice.
Gretchen.
Is that one handicap stuff?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They used on Tallahassee route, so they can do the game.
Waiting on a bus.
Should be here first of next week. Supposed to be in here this week, but it should be first.
Bad heat of some bus.
Yeah.
Bad.
Bad.
Real bad.
You know, we said that we're working on a plan going forward that we can get back into where we should be on bus purchases.
We need at least one a year. Really need more than that first year to call up. But then after that, you need to plan on buying one a year. Stay ahead, or even, not ahead, even.
Do we have any other items or any discussion on that? We're going to go ahead and move on down to the emergency items. We have EI number 1, approve the transfer of Rob Wheatley from assistant principal at W.R. Toller K-8 school to teacher at the Liberty Learning Center effective September 14, 2016. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Do we have any discussion?
One thing before we I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm going to be exploring the possibility of filling that position at least through Christmas at a lower rate than the current assistant principal salary. And, you know, for the purpose of saving a few dollars.
Filling the, which position?
The assistant principal.
But during next school year, it'd come back up?
Well, I would at least go through half the year at a lower rate than the, I think it's right about 60,000 right now for a assistant principal. But I'll actively pursue that.
Every time we have a change of superintendent, people get moved. I agree with it or not. That's the superintendent's call. But the money aspect is our call. Mm-hmm. It's going to be $60,000. My best figure, $60,000 clear. And you said you're going to kind of work with the salary on that?
Yes.
On that stuff?
Yes.
And if you would, I don't know if Rob up for this. I like to see him go back and say bye to the kids.
Thank you.
A bunch
you.
Of kids.
Thank you.
That,
that's all I got to say. I got a little bit I'd like to share. I've met with Mr. Summers, and I'm not going to say anything that he hadn't heard me say in front of him. I appreciate him meeting with me, and he and I had a good heart-to-heart talk about this. I know that elections change things, and I agree with Mr. Redd if they do that. But there's a part of this that comes into our domain when it happens in the middle of the year. And when we have stuff that happens at the end of the fiscal year, we don't have a whole lot of say on that, especially annual contract people. When anybody that's annual contract, anybody. And this, a lot of the public don't understand this. They don't know how this operates. And I try to tell them when they call this, they'll say, why can't the board do something about it? The superintendent didn't recommend me back for a position. And why can't the board do something about it? It never comes before the board. An annual employee is on an annual contract that does not get renewed, they will get a letter from the administration saying, thank you for basically, and this sounds kind of cut and dry, but it's basically what it is, thank you for your service. You're no longer needed here. That never comes before the board to vote on. And he has full statutory authority to do that. That's a fact. Can't argue with that. The Florida statutes make the superintendent of schools the CEO of personnel. However, in the course of the middle of a fiscal year, or any time other than that time when those rehires are made, typically in May and June, and we do have some say-so. I want to read what our board policy says. I don't know if any of y'all have looked at that lately. It's always a good thing to go do that. I also talked with our board attorney this afternoon, and he was in agreement with me. When I talked with him, he really cautioned us, and there's safety in counsel. I think it's always good to bounce things off of some people to see what they say. But our board policy 1130, this is in the Liberty County School Board policy. It's on our website. This is what we've adopted as our board policy. Deals with appointment, assignment, transfer, promotion of administrators. Under the subheading promotion and transfer, it says in accordance with state law, the board may reject the superintendent's recommendation for the transfer or promotion of an administrator staff member for good cause. Well, the question came up, what's good cause defined as? Here's the deal, it's not defined in statute. That good cause is not defined. So you kind of have a little bit of liberty with that, and I think this is one of those situations where we have good cause based on something very important here, and this is what I discussed with Mr. Summers. I appreciate him. I hear what he's saying, and I hope I had something to do with that as far as looking at money, because when we got to looking at figures, if you go put Mr. Wheatley at LLC, and these are all hypotheticals. What I'm fixing to say is a hypothetical situation, okay? So I want to lay that groundwork out. Let's say you go put a beginning teacher there, second year teacher, you're looking at probably 30,000 plus. It could be 32, it could be 33. If you put just a year one, year two teacher, just for figures, let's just call it 30,000, okay? And I'm off some there, I'm sure, with benefits and all that. That's what that position calls for. It's a teacher position, okay? Now, if you replace him at Toler, the minimum, if somebody comes in there at a year one, it's going to be $60,000, okay? So if somebody has more than 1 year as an administrator, somebody could come in for even higher than that based on our salary schedule, okay? But just at a minimum, it's going to be $60,000. Mr. Wheatley's going to make $60,000 till June 30, okay? This is my point. You came up, Mr. Reddick, with 60. That's actually more now. It's actually more. You're looking, we just kind of got the year started, so it's a little less than this. But if you take, if I can get a teacher down there for 30 plus, but he, I'm going to pay him 60 plus, I'm paying somebody $60,000 who we really pay somebody $30,000, about half, okay? So that's about a $30,000 shift there. These are give or take $2,000 or $3,000, okay? That's $30,000 difference right there. Then I got to go hire somebody at Toler at a minimum of 60. You're looking at possibly $90,000. This decision costs this district around $90,000. We're just getting back on our feet financially. You have to, and this is what I, you got to remove the names from the equation here. If the roles were reversed, or if it's, what if this had nothing to do with anything? This is just a decision. I'd have to say this is not a good fiscal decision. Now his reasoning is between him and Mr. Wheatley. They've had a discussion. I understand they've talked, and that's not our role. Our role is not to pick and choose who goes where, but it is our role when it affects the budget, and we've already budgeted for our school year. $90,000 is a lot of money for this school district. So just because we want to make a decision. Here's my thing. Every May, the superintendent makes recommendations to this board. There was not a problem made. We rehired him, started July 1 for this role. Now, come June 30th, if he wants to say thank you for your service, that'd be his right to do it. The board can't do nothing about it. That's a fact. Whether I like it, whether he likes it, that's the way it is. That's just the way the system is set up. But in the middle of the year, I believe this right here, this one thing alone, is a good cause. It's a good cause not to do this. That's a huge responsibility for you, for me, for all of y'all. We get to make this call. He understands that, so I mean, I told him this. And he's going to have, I believe, now if he don't like the decision we make, if we vote against him, then he has some recourse. He can go hire an attorney and they can try to fight that. I don't think this is something he's going to win. We disagree on this. This is one of those things that I don't like the way it's happened. I don't like the fact that this is another thing that bothers me about this whole thing. I didn't get an agenda sent to me this week. I didn't get an agenda sent. And I'm not saying this is related, but I downloaded it from the school board website. On the school board website, the emergency items are not listed on there, or they were not as of about 1:18 this afternoon. Stuff like that needs to be put on the agenda. This is a huge fundamental change to our school system. Huge, huge change to our school system. When you change an administrator from a school that has gone through so many changes, they need stability down there, probably more than anything. That's a great school down there. I want that school to thrive just like I want all these schools to thrive. Now again, I'm kind of going in the realm of maybe his job, but this is my thing. I think this also qualifies for good cause. This ain't good for the school system. It ain't good for the kids. At the end of the day, if we're all charged with doing what's best for the kids, this ain't what's best for them. Kids love Mr. Rob. Whether we love Rob Wheatley or not, those children love Rob Wheatley. That's a fact. Nobody can argue that. I argue that all day long. That's a fact. Okay? Now, and I didn't say that for applause. That's just a fact. That's a fact. Now, so here's what I'd say. Here's what I'd say. Don't blow the money that you really, we don't have to be blowing right now. That's we're going to be accountable for that. Everybody in here, five board members, we're going to be accountable for that. I know you're leaving in November, but this is a legacy right here for you as you go out. It just is. And I want to encourage all of y'all to think really hard about this. I believe we have good calls, and our board attorney does too. I don't know if any of y'all called him. You should have. If you didn't call David House, you should have. Okay?
Well, I disagree with that. I don't think that sometimes we don't always have to call David. Sometimes our own can be good enough. And okay. I will tell you, I agree with a lot of everything that you said. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, what's right for these kids is what's right. But, you know, you get an A in persuasive speech, for sure. I'll give you that. But I think that making a decision and making it known that everybody should have called their attorney, I disagree with that.
That's my opinion. That's just my opinion.
I understand that. But I'm giving mine.
That's why we have a board attorney.
That's right.
I wanted to hear to her.
So, is there any other discussion? Does anybody have any other discussion?
I said that I will work to reduce the amount that we, at least through Christmas, the impact on us. Kyle, you're such a great speaker. It's one of your great preachers. You're a great speaker. Other than love the Lord in your heart, of course. But I feel like that it's the proper action to take, and I would recommend that this board support me in this one. And again, I will. The numbers that you use, Kyle. I don't have a calculator, and I don't know all the exact numbers. My thinking is they're on the top end. They very well may be significantly lower. Who knows? I don't know. Like you said, theoretical.
I believe it's going to cost the district some money that we don't need to spend. I'll be honest. I called you today and talked to you and asked you about that. I believe that financially it's not good for us.
Yeah,
it's putting us in a position that we've already worked hard to get out of.
I understand, and I've worked right along with you, and we have gotten out of it, and it's one of those areas that this is my judgment's best decision to make to do, and I would hope that y'all would support me on it.
I'm a little confused, Madam Chair. Why would you not feel like it'd be a good thing to give the counsel to Mr. House?
I'm just saying, for this certain one, I didn't feel like I needed to call him. I was just telling you I didn't call him. I didn't feel like I needed to call him. Because you said, if you didn't, you should. And I wanted you to explain to you. I felt like I needed to let you know I didn't feel like I needed to.
Okay. I totally respect that, but I still feel like you should.
Okay.
I still feel like you should. This is a big deal. This is a big deal. There's some legality here. That's one of the main reasons I'm saying. I'm giving you some reasons, and I respect that you don't agree. That's fine. I totally respect and love you after that. I'm just saying this has some legal ramifications for the school district. Legal ramifications.
I'm not disagreeing with you on that.
Well, that's why you seek counsel.
I would question what those legal ramifications are. The salary will not change.
Legal for us, can we vote against it?
Well,
I guess maybe I didn't make a point clear. Can the board vote against it? That's the part we would need to see counsel on from the board attorney. Can the board vote against it?
The way I read the policy, yes, we can, because it does have a significant difference in pay. I didn't need to call David House to figure that out.
Right. I didn't either. I called him to verify my position. That's all I'm saying.
I asked to call for a vote, Madam Chair.
Do we have any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed?
I oppose.
I'm sorry?
All in favor.
Okay. We have two agree, three opposed.
How about the record show, Ms. Banks, Madam Chair? My reason for voting against this, a possible, and I'll add that word in there, possible, $90,000 impact to the Liberty County School Board budget is my reason for voting against this. And good call. And I base my good calls on that.
I'm sorry.
Y'all could
turn
the phone.
I'm sorry?
Same here.
Yeah, my reasoning is for financial reasons for the budget as far as what we've approved for this year.
I wish you would keep that just all the time ago, just legal, financial, lawyer, this, all of that. Supposed to be $90,000, but I wish he would stay. I think he'd do that job, but that's your call, and it's always. And so that's, if you want to spend it on legal, it's going to eventually happen.
Go over that vote one more time.
So
I ordered the vote of the board.
The vote was two, which was Mr. Reddick and Mr. Hayes.
Okay.
And then emergency item number two, approve the recommendation to create 3 10-month paraprofessional positions, 2 at W.R. Toller K through 8 school, and 1 at Liberty Learning Center pre-K. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Do we have any discussion?
Did we say this won't be funded, like you told me today?
Yeah, you know, our highest exceptionalities are, they call it 255 students, and I believe we've got 6, okay?
We have.
Okay, but to we need to hire 3 parapros to be able to...
We have 6 in our schools here, if we include
the campuses. But just in our school.
But
and I shared with y'all earlier, I think it's kind of a liability on the district that we do fund it at a parapro. We'll have a lot more consistency there with the parapro. And breaking down the numbers, it wasn't that great a difference between a Health Aid 2 and moving on up to a parapro. And I think it's a great thing that we would be able to do it this time.
I think it would be good to be able to accommodate our students like that. Do we have any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. EI number 3, approve the recommendation to advertise for 3 10-month paraprofessional positions, 2 at W.R. Toller K through 8 school, and 1 at the Early Learning Center pre-K. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Emergency item number 4, approve the recommendation to hire Trenton Fowler as a 21st century student leader for the 2016-17 school year, effective September 14th, 2016. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Emergency item number 5, approve the recommendation to create 1 special needs morning bus route supplement. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do we have a second? Second by Mr. Reddick. Do we have any discussion? Mr. Summers, would you just let everyone know the special needs morning bus route? I know we discussed that, and I think
Kevin,
it's good for everyone to know why we're doing that.
I agree, Ms. Tenney. Kevin, you want to speak to that real quick?
What it does, it creates, we get special transportation funds for special needs students. We create that bus route. It'll create $998 more per student a year. We meet next week with John F. We're going to have about, 5 or 6 probably. So roughly at $6,000. We're swapping $2,100 for $6,000 all day.
Same.
Last year, the last FTE week, our camp, we missed it because we did not have it. But I have to be transported on.
Yeah, van won't count.
That was the
problem.
Right.
And the reason we have to do it as an emergency item before our next meeting, FDE will be counted. So that's going to put it on there.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Emergency item number 6, approve the recommendation to advertise for 1 special needs morning bus route driver. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Reddick. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Emergency items number 7, approve the recommendation to create 1 Hossford van route supplement. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Emergency item number 8, approve the recommendation to advertise for 1 Hossford van route driver. Do you have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do you have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion?
These are the kids that live way at the end of 67, I think, Andy Kessler.
67. We eliminated the bus route, so that dropped the supplement, so we don't need a bus driver, just a van driver.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Emergency item number 9, approve the revised salary schedule for 2016-17 school year, effective September 13, 2016. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Reddick. Do we have any discussion?
You know, it just reflects the supplements that we've added. That's the only change to the salary schedule.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Emergency item number 10, approve the addendum to the North Florida Child Development, Inc. and Liberty County School Board contract for the 2016-17 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Emergency item number 11, approve the official disposition of property from the Liberty County School Board property inventory. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? There's a list of that that was given to us in this packet.
I have some extra if I left them on my table.
It's this list right here. I didn't know if anybody needed to look at it.
And we struck that last, we did, yeah, it struck on there, the last one. Yeah.
Do we have a motion? Sorry, thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving on back to superintendent items. Mr. Summers, you've got some stuff listed here.
Yeah, just a couple things. You know, each year at this time, we're asked to have a school board member serve on the value business owner to the, I mean, a value adjustment board, school board member and a business owner, and we need someone from the board to...
I'll nominate Ms. Petty.
Nomination was made for Mr. Petty and seconded by Mr. Hayes. I guess we just get a swap.
Did y'all have anything last year?
Yes,
typically
not. We met, organized our board, and that was the same
business person.
It was the same
person. I'm glad it's her.
Okay.
And on the business one, I'm going to recommend Jackson Summers as the business owner. Now, if anybody's got an issue with that, I can change it over, but I recommend him.
Let the record state that Mr. Petty was nominated by the board for the value adjustment.
Okay. We're good together?
Yes, sir.
Now, the board meetings, you know, we're coming up on the November voting day. And because of the regular, I think it's November 8th, election day, our meeting would normally be on that day. Recommend we move it up to November 7th, if that's okay with y'all. Same time, of course, the 7th.
That'll be on a Monday.
That's okay.
Good
deal. And then the organizational meeting, of course, mandated. We have to do that. Got it set for November the 22nd. That is during our fall break. But it'll only last a few minutes. We'll do it the morning of November 22nd at 8:30 a.m. And, of course, we have to...
Now, that is mandated. That we don't get to set that. That's set for us. 2 weeks exactly by law.
Right.
So that's, I mean, I know that's during fall break at 8:30 in the morning. So anybody that, just so you know, it's not.
And
we don't get to set that. That's set for us by law.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Ask for, is that okay? We can set that in stone?
Yes.
Very good. And that's all I have, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Do you have any board member items?
Okay, I'd like to thank the school and the city for the kind of event that they don't have married women. It's the most organized event I ever been to. I do at a high level. You know, this time of year, every time something comes up, you get new superintendent politics, you get a little mixed oil going on. I told somebody earlier, you know, people can talk about people in Liberty County, nobody outside can. But it's good to see people come together. And that was just a big success.
Yeah. Okay.
I appreciate it. So
just family. And
just
want to
thank anybody for it.
Yeah.
Anybody
else? Let me say one thing, and
this is for
Rob. There you are, Rob. I honor the vote of the board, and Rob, I'll be working good with you the rest of this year, okay, bud? All right.
I was just going to mention as far as getting agendas and emergency items, and I've never not gotten an agenda, but as far as emergency items, I would like for the board to get emergency items just like I did. And I don't know what happened there, but I just feel like that's only fair.
Yeah, I agree, we're all notified equally. I agree, and I'll work diligently on that.
I would just like them to be mailed. That's always been kind of a, it's worked since I've been on the board since '02, just mail them, even if they're short, long, whatever. Sometimes earlier in the week, I can't get over here, and I know that Mary worked with me on the email, that I think the email addresses have changed or something. When did that come about?
Well, you have to change it. Like today, I changed my file, and I'm in Guthrie, and she got me changed up, so you still
my getting,
unless they changed your
I
email.
I want both. I want, the last email that I got, which was from Ms. Summers, which was the special board meeting we had last week, I got that to my LCSB online.
Yeah.
From what I understand, the online part's been dropped, and it's lcsb.org, but I didn't get anything.
It does depend on if people are using your new one or your old one.
Yeah.
Because I got some stuff sent to my new one, and that's when I realized I didn't get it.
Yeah, I'll square up with her to make sure to get that.
It was another little cost-saving thing,
yeah,
all email is.
It's a little aggravating, though, when people know stuff more about the agenda than you do. That's kind of aggravating. One thing I want to bring up, we asked at a previous board meeting about having a review of our hiring procedures to make sure that the instrument, Ms. Summers, you were not here for that one. This is something that we talked about workshopping later this year. I would like, and I don't know if that got back to you, what we asked was to make sure that the instruments that are being used to hire people match the job. There was some real discrepancy between some of the instruments that have been used and based on the position. For example, if I'm hiring a custodian, then that instrument should be, purpose for that person, and to make sure that any kind of ambiguity is removed from that,
right.
And that everybody, and also for the score. The score is given, good directions on how to do it. But we just had on those 21st century things, there was so much, people were getting. Some of the things were not even applicable, and people were getting a 5, and some people get a 2. How does that happen on some of those hires? So there needs to be a real good education system. The process is our domain. We need to improve that process. So as soon as possible, I would ask, and we talked about that, and you was here, and I don't know if that got bad to you. We need to workshop that, and let's...
Yeah, I knew about that part.
And if y'all can, come up with new instruments for hiring to make sure that there's nothing...
Yeah.
We need to be accountable for that.
Certainly. I agree. I firmly believe that it's fair, the system we're using. We've been using the same system for 20 years, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But like you say, we'll look at it. When would y'all like to do a workshop? Would you like one in October to talk about it? I think that would give us time to...
If y'all got time to do it, that would...
Do you want to do it before the board meeting?
We talked about trying to do it before Christmas in case
that's
new hires need to be made.
Yeah,
why don't we just do it before the next board meeting? Well,
you want to do it?
Well, they didn't tell us when they're ready to do it.
Yeah. Wish that. Yeah. Let me.
October,
you want to look?
Early November would be good if y'all are ready to do it.
Okay. We'll get to you, but we'll aim at that October meeting if possible.
Yes.
If possible. Okay.
And if not, we can do it when
between then and the November. We'll see what they're like. I said, there again, those policies have been in place probably since before you come on the board, Kyle. Been in around a long time.
Okay. Do we have any? All right. We already had a motion to adjourn by Mr. Reddick and second by Mr. Hayes. So, meeting adjourned. Thank y'all.
Very good.
You do a little quicker
like
that.
I do.
Y'all, on any given night, there's 10 ball games going on, I believe.
Kevin's got one of the best.
Yeah. Much better. I'm progressing. I can't use it.